Good morning.
Listen, with the Oscars coming up on Sunday, we talked about The Hurt Locker and how much we love this movie, but there's all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes here.
Thank goodness the ballots were due 5 p.m. 2 days ago, because in the last 24 hours, there have been a lot of Hurt Locker stories that would have affected the voting. So more trouble for the movie. An Iraq war veteran is now suing the makers of The Hurt Locker, claiming they stole his identity. It's a multi-million dollar lawsuit. Army Sergeant Jeffrey Sarver, he says he was the model of the main character and that the writer spent many weeks embedded with him in Iraq. He hasn't seen any money for the movie, nor has he even gotten a ticket to the Oscars, which is ridiculous because it doesn't work like that.
No, you're
His
right.
His attorney says it's time that Hollywood give credit to those it exploits. You see, if they're going to make a movie like that, make it some fictional place. Don't make it Iraq, because it is insulting or will hurt people who know the truth. So I think they should have made up a, East Wakistan would be the country.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, too. And, the fatigues that they're wearing are from the wrong war. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
But, if you look past all of that, it's a really good movie.
Okay, if you look past that.
Look past all of that.
Okay.
And just watch the movie and enjoy it.
Okay. Now, so my mother watches the movie, and I was given the screener, but it's only Blu-ray, and I don't have a Blu-ray machine.
Get with the program, Ann.
So, yeah. Well, there's a problem with Blu-ray, too. It often says, the movie's being downloaded and blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
But once you put it on, it's unbelievable.
Okay. So, and I have an amazing Samsung. It's like they're in the room with you. So, 52-inch. It's a fantastic experience.
I have an amazing Sony.
And I have an amazing no-name, and it's 20 inches, and I have a VCR.
A VCR? I didn't know they still make them.
Exactly. Her TV is one of those where you have to get up and turn the dial, click, 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 click,
a
click.
A VCR. Some people don't even know what VCR is. You know that? There's a whole generation now that has no... What are you talking about?
So anyway, sorry, your mom watched the movie.
Yeah, so my mom watches the movie, and then she says to me, oh, I didn't really like it. And I said, okay, why? So then I go and watch. This is days ago. Then I go and put it in, and I'm realizing, how the heck did my mom watch this movie? So I call her up. I go, Mom, she's back in Montreal now. I go, Mom, when you were here, how did you watch Hurt Locker? She said, I don't know. I stuck it in the machine, and I watched it, but I didn't really like it. She says, why? She says, with all the bomb explosions, and they did this whole modern thing of shooting it out of focus. She says, I really didn't enjoy it.
Really?
She had no clue she was watching the thing out of focus. She figured it's some kind of 3D now. She didn't know. She's 70 years old.
Aw, that is so cute.
I don't like this whole 3D thing, because everyone's talking about how cool it's going to be. I don't want to put glasses on in my basement when I'm watching TV.
You don't, because mid-year you're going to be able to get your 3D televisions. You don't want to put the glasses on.
No.
But now there is a problem, I've got to tell you. A lot of 3D is now making, and especially some people have come out of Avatar saying this, many people in many cities, that they get nauseous, that the 3D actually makes them nauseous. So DreamWorks, every movie that they're doing now is coming out in 3D. Every film that they're doing is going to be 3D animation. And they're doing a movie called How to Train Your Dragon that's coming out shortly. They're making sure that they're tweaking every single scene so that it doesn't hurt the eyes, because apparently when the eyeballs have to go in and out and in and out, it's very tiring on the eyes.
Whatever happened to just going to a movie?
I know.
Whatever happened to just getting your popcorn, sitting down, and enjoying 2 hours of a movie?
I know.
And you think Avatar's going to win Best Picture at the Oscars?
I think it's going to win Best Picture, yeah.
All I know is I got a lot of movies to cram in 3 days.
Yeah, you do.
I don't think they make them on VHS.
No.